But anyway, getting to the story, one day somebody suggested, let's go over to the island and look at the, you know, at the El Molo culture. And so we hired a little boat. It was kind of like a river boat. The lake was crystal clear. And we took off, you know, this outboard motor, going across the lake. And just as we got to the island, the motor started spitting. And just as the motor was spitting, somebody was pointing out, you see over there along the shore. Well, I saw a number of very large logs up against the shoreline. And the motor was coughing and spitting, and suddenly it quit. And just when the motor quit, the logs came to life. It turns out that these logs were crocodiles. And one by one, they started moving around, and two or three or four of these big crocs started coming toward us with their eyes, you know, in the water. These are the world's largest crocodiles. They are, what are they, Larry, 30, 40, 50 feet? They weigh tons. I mean, these are huge animals, extremely dangerous. They came up to the boat and started slapping the boat with their tails. And I remember sitting there in the tropical sun, the wind was coming up, the lake was this thing, and I thought, my God, this is downright biblical. And nobody will ever know how I died. But what a way to go. And the big tails were slapping. And the Samburu, with his red cape, was pulling the motor and pulling the motor. And literally, at the very last moment, I mean, the boat was taking water. At the very last moment, the thing coughed to life, and the crocodiles went off. We went up on the island. We were introduced to the chief. He was very gracious. We had the rare opportunity to see how we all lived on this planet before the Industrial Revolution, before the Bronze Age. It was very, very interesting. One interesting thing was up at the top of the hill, there's a cliff, and I looked down, and there's bones. And I said, what are those bones? Turns out that you can't dig. They have no metal implements. You can't dig a grave. You have to dispose of a body, so a convenient way when someone dies, take them up the top and throw them off. The animals come and eat the flesh and leave behind the bones, and so there are all these skeletons. Anyway, I could go on and on. As I say, don't get me started, but that's one little story. I told that once, and they said, oh, Glenn, that's a croc.